Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, Spain's King Felipe and Queen Letizia were yesterday met with hostility as they visited some of the worst affected areas of Valencia hit by the recent flash floods. Mud was thrown at the royal couple as they were heckled by angry local residents, and their visit comes days after the clean-up efforts began in the region. But with the death toll now over 200 and some areas still submerged in water, locals are becoming increasingly frustrated with the government and also with local authorities. Let's get the latest on this. I'm joined now by Sarah Morris, who's a freelance journalist based in Spain. Sarah, good morning to you. Thank you for being with us. Can we just talk about the weather there currently? Because we had in the news bulletin some news of flights due to arrive into Barcelona being cancelled because of rain warnings. And we have some red warnings issued in Valencia over the last few days. So what's been happening?
That's right. In Barcelona and Catalonia, considerable disruption, and the authorities have sent out text alerts to about 900,000 residents, warning them to stay at home. They've cancelled a lot of classes, and a lot of people are being advised not to leave their homes and to get to high places. This is because of a red alert in Catalonia. There was a lot of rain yesterday evening in the Valencia area, and that interrupted some of those search and rescue operations.
Now, I mentioned those images that people might have seen of the King and Queen's visit to the area yesterday, and they were extraordinary scenes. They were pelted with mud. We can see one of their bodyguards or one of their staff with a cut on his forehead because something, a missile was thrown at him. I hope we still have Sarah there on the line. It appeared to drop. Sarah, are you still with us?
I still am, yes.
Oh, that's great. Listen, yes. I was just talking about the scenes that we saw yesterday when the King and Queen visited the area. So explain to us what is going on there. People are clearly extremely angry and frustrated at what has happened since the floods.
They are indeed. Many people say that it has taken 5 days for any signs of the armed forces that have been deployed to Valencia to help with this emergency. And they say they can't simply go on relying on volunteers and people from these villages and towns, many of them south of the Valencia capital, to simply clear the streets of objects. They say that as they're trying to sweep out mud from their home and return the cities and towns to some degree of normality, they of course are left with some even finding dead bodies in those cities. And that really spilt out into considerable anger yesterday. The King Felipe and Queen Letizia were with the Prime Minister and with the head of the government in Valencia, and they were going to look at some of those devastated areas in Paiporta. That's one of the towns where about 70 people have died. That's a third of that death toll, which is confirmed at the moment is at about 217. And they were basically met with insults, with some people throwing objects, some people throwing mud. Now, the police are investigating whether far-right groups stoked that violence. But the king himself was very empathetic. He said afterwards that he felt that people were naturally angry after what had happened. And in fact, the king actually, in some ways, defied his security and bodyguards' advice. He told them to put umbrellas down that were protecting him from the mud. He actually approached some of the young men who were insulting him, and he embraced some of them. He talked to them. We heard Queen Letizia saying to them, of course, "You're right, this is terrible." Even the king explaining that some of the things that they have read and believe online about the soldiers not trying to get to them are not true. And he said that there had been an interest of people online trying to stoke chaos.
What is the true story, though? Because we did hear on the programme in the aftermath of the floods last week, Sarah, that people were left without any help for days on end. So is the search and rescue effort reaching the people that it needs to?
Certainly, at the moment, in many areas, it's not reaching the people that it needs to. And there have been many people, even without proper running water in those areas. And it's been a lot of volunteers actually going on foot, taking bleach for the clean out, taking food, water, nappies. And so it's clearly taking some time to get to those areas. Now, we heard the King saying that that was because it is such a large area. Has perhaps may added to people's uncertainty is that there are a lot of rumours about how many people are going to be found, for instance, in those underground shopping centres. There is a big one which is on the outskirts of the airport area. It has a Primark in it, and many people feared that there would be hundreds and hundreds of bodies found in the underground car park. Now, some of the police, talking to the local radio station Cadena Ser, says they have managed to inspect 60 cars down there. So far, there are no bodies found, and they don't believe that there are any people trapped there.
But there are still people missing, aren't there, across the region?
There is, and there's considerable confusion about how many people are missing because so many people have called the helpline, and of course, phone networks have been down and patchy across Valencia. And so people are not sure whether a figure was reported in one of the newspapers as 1,900 people were still missing. But we've heard government ministers saying that a lot of that is speculation. We really just don't know at this stage, Claire, but it's very, very disturbing for people, particularly people who are finding themselves trapped in their homes, the elderly, the vulnerable. Many of those streets have just turned into mud. Really difficult. Lots of people don't have Wellington boots, and if you are elderly, you really it's a death trap to be walking around those cities. A lot of the pharmacies have closed, a lot of the health centres have been devastated, and so there's a real operation now for the pharmacies that remain open to be able to give people their prescriptions, particularly if they've got chronic diseases.
And these are the problems that need to be dealt with in these initial stages. But then looking at the longer term, there's going to be a huge job of work to do to replace all that infrastructure that was destroyed in this too.
There is the roads are absolutely decimated. The high-speed train, about half of its network between these areas, the train used to run from Madrid, the capital, to Valencia. That's not happening. The local trains are not running. Some people had to go into work today, and there is no way to get them into work. So all of that, tens of thousands of businesses just can't operate, particularly small businesses. At the moment, it's too early to put a figure on this, but we may be talking of easily into the billions. And Pedro Sanchez, the Prime Minister, has promised that all that money will become quickly deployed, and that he has sought funds from the European Union to make sure that that rebuilding of this area happens as quickly as possible.
Sarah, I'm sure we'll talk again as this crisis continues. Sarah Morris is France 24's correspondent for Spain. Now, RTÉ's Barry Lenehan is going to run us through the key constituencies, rivalries, the big name candidates, as a general election is expected to be called here this week. That's coming up next.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.